Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. My guest this week, you're all excited about it from reading about it on Twitter. I know him from the motion picture The Longest Yard and the upcoming Grudge Match, and also his very popular pod. You have more than one podcast?
No, just one.
Just the one. Church of What's Happening
That's
Now?
That's it. That's it.
Joey Coco Diaz is here, everybody.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Thank you for having me, my friend.
Oh, I'm so excited to have
me
you.
Me too. No, like, this is great.
Everyone on the internet is just buzzing about how you're going to just smoke me under the table.
Fuck no. I'm an old fucking man. Those days are over. I do 6-7 bong hits. I'm done. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get in that, man.
Yeah, let's do it.
In the allotted amount of time. Now, what's your preference between sativa or indica?
I'll do an indica.
Yeah, that's what you prefer?
Yeah.
Okay, because I took the liberty of grinding up a bunch of sativa.
No, we'll do a couple sativas too. Yeah.
All right, good.
Sativas work for me the first with coffee. Like, as soon as I get my coffee and I hit a couple sativas just to balance me out, then about 20 minutes I smooth it out with a little indica, and I run with that. Fuck it.
After indica that, all day.
All day and night.
It doesn't make you sleepy.
No. No. I get like a hybrid sometimes, like a 60-40
right, you'll
or something.
Right, you get a little bit of the sativa.
Yes, you get a little bit of sativa.
Bring it up a little bit.
But it's weird. Like, if I smoke a sativa at night, which I love, I just don't get that blasted. Like, at 8 o'clock, I get like, you know, it's just like I smoked.
Yeah.
No, I like smoking the indicas all day.
And you brought some edibles.
Chibo Chew, the fucking... Well, I like to dabble in different edibles. I go from Chibo Chew to Anti-Dolores. But if I want to fuck myself up and see the devil, Chibo Chew's the way to go. Because this is 175 milligrams.
Yeah, this one here on the side, it says Decadose, because that means you should only eat a tenth of it. There's 10 doses in this one piece of candy.
You know, there's like 10 doses if you weigh 80 pounds and you have kidney problems and shit and you're on fucking dialysis or something. A normal human being could split four of those into, because it's like 180.
Four ways is
good. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, like 40 milligrams, 42 milligrams, take them.
And then what's this other thing that you brought?
That's 70. That's a Green Hornet. That's one of their specialty things. That's a Green Hornet type gummy bear.
I love how you say gummy bear.
Whatever the fuck it is. Gooby. Because there's so many different, you know.
That's awesome. All right, so we can split this one in half?
Yeah.
Does it tear?
Yeah, it tears.
Oh, not very easily.
There you go. Fuck that thing up. There you go.
Wow, I hope you enjoy this manhandled candy.
Who cares? if we're gonna do Doug getting high with Doug, getting Doug with high, we gotta fucking get fucked up today.
First of all, that thing is tasty.
Tremendous.
Fucking tastes great.
Tremendous.
It doesn't taste like you're chewing on a chunk of weed.
Mm-mm.
And you said that this will affect us in like 10 minutes?
10 minutes. You'll feel tingles in your arms and shit. You think you got diabetes?
Because like a lot of edibles take about an hour, 45 minutes to kick in.
They do. But this will get you, you know, you just roll around your mouth and it goes through your mouth. You have like little receptors that get you fucked up if you play with it in your mouth for a while. I just swallowed it whole. We'll eat another one. We'll eat another one.
I chewed it up. We'll get another one during the break, or we can get into the cheap.
Let's get into the Deca. Yeah, let's get into it. You don't have a long night tonight, do you?
A what?
Did you have plans tonight?
No.
Fuck it.
You know what my plans are. Same as yours. Get high and do stand-up comedy.
Fuck it. That's it. So.
Yeah. Who cares? No big whoop. It's almost 4:20. That's when we'll take our first actual hits.
Okay.
Maybe we'll... You'll take that bong and I'll take this
one.
Yeah,
let's do it.
As soon as we get to the magic time. I don't know why my alarm didn't go off at 4:19. I even went to the trouble of having my phone actually plugged in.
I love it that you set an alarm for 4:20.
I tried to.
That should be your new app.
Oh, it was on off. I must have been at the movies yesterday or something and turned it off.
Your app should have a 4:20 thing. At 4:20, you get like electrocuted if you don't have a pipe in your hand or something. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I'm that way anyway, so you don't need to. You don't need to torture me.
Now, what are these?
Into smoking. That's some tincture.
And you mix this with water.
Yeah, you want to just put some in your drink?
No.
Really?
We already did enough fucking damage.
Are you scared of the tincture?
No, I've done tinctures. The thing with tinctures are they hit you after you've given up on them. Like it's 4, right? It's 4:20.
And you're like, this isn't working.
Yeah, and all of a sudden 2 a.m, they fucking pop up. You get up to pee and the room is purple. You're like, what the fuck did I do? It's the tincture you took at 4 p.m. They're like, come out later on at night. I don't know how it works. Let's do this.
It's 4:20.
Let's do this. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thanks for doing it.
Like a fucking soldier. I love it. I heard you fucked Natasha Leggero up.
Oh, God, I'm glad you said the rest of that sentence.
I heard you fucked that poor little girl up. She weighs 88 pounds if she's lucky. Mm-hmm. She does 3 bong hits. She's gone.
She took a hit out of this, though. Her first bong hit ever.
Oh, that's...
But we forgot to put water in it before this show. Okay. So she ended up just basically blowing the smoke through when she pulled this out. And I was looking the other way. I didn't even see it. So her first bong hit, everybody on the internet saying that she didn't even really take a hit. What are you going to do? She got plenty high off of the all the other stuff.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Another one?
Yeah. This is sativa, keep in mind.
Oh, it was good. It gave me a little wang. Got some kick to it and shit.
We're just going to reload the same ones, or do you want to trade them up, or what do you want to...
No, we'll reload the same ones. I like this bong.
Okay.
This is a very nice bong. Yeah, this is a good one.
So let me ask you this. So we always like to ask everybody about their high history, and that means, like, you know, when was your first time? What was your first time like smoking weed?
Like 7th grade when I got left back. I got left back in the 7th grade, so the second time, the 7th grade. Was when I started dabbling with it. We would smoke at lunchtime and then go back to school, and we would fucking giggle. It was just amazing. And we had in those days, you had a long glass pipe, and you roll a joint and put the pipe in it and do like hits and suck it in, and it would fuck you up. But then you get so high, when you went back to class, you'd sit on the glass. Somebody always broke the glass, you know? So, and then I dabbled in it. I dabbled in it, you know, when you're a kid, you think you want to drink. You hit the Boone's Farm, then you start drinking beer and shots. I never liked the booze. You know, I never really liked the booze.
I did booze all through college myself. I didn't get into weed until I became a stand-up comic.
Really? Yeah. No, I did
like
the weed.
The college crowd I hung out with didn't smoke weed. Because they were all like theater nerds, you know?
Yeah, no, it's tough. But I started really smoking as a professional. Probably at 16 was when I'm like, I'm not going to drink no more. I don't like it. I like smoking pot. You know, I like the thing that gets your eyes red. You can sleep at night. Fuck it. Let's go. So I've been smoking ever since. Look at that. I love it.
The fire department's going to get called.
I see you got a medic on fucking duty. That's tremendous. That's a great idea.
The whole thing is on the up and up, Joey. This is 100% legal.
No, I like it. You know, I was getting anxiety from the edibles for a while. Like, let's say you run upstairs and you lose your breath. That little fear would run away with you. So there was never a medic around. So today I feel free. Fuck it. I'll do bong hits. We'll
do you
whatever.
Think if you weren't high that you'd look at me when we're having this conversation?
If I was high, if I
you
wasn't.
You keep looking that way.
I don't know who to talk to. There's 19 cameras. This is a real situation here. I'm so sorry.
No, I do like if you look at that camera to, like, tell people, you know, like, especially, like, on a punchline or something, okay. You know, if you want to do that.
All right.
But you can talk to me.
All right. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's hilarious.
I'm not ruining that.
It's so much fun. We always have so much fun together when we podcast.
Yeah, this is great.
We do those shows at the Ice House.
Right.
If it wasn't so fucking far out there. Yeah. I'd do it all the time.
Really? You come up a lot more?
Yeah. Or I guess I just use the car service.
Fuck it.
You know what I mean?
Why take the chance?
You get so annihilated there.
Yeah, you do get. You start doing bong hits and gummy bears, and next thing you know, you're whacked up. fuck it. You can't walk on two legs. You might as well fill up another one. Oh, you're hitting the bong. All right, fuck it. Let's switch up.
I got a fun pipe. You can have that pipe. I'll have this pipe.
Oh, this is tremendous.
That's what happens with the lighter leash, by the way. Somebody unleashes the lighter, and then it's anybody's game where it's going from there. Somebody's going home with your lighter. Do you walk off with people's lighters ever?
No, I try. I know. You know what? When you smoke pot, you go out with a red lighter, but you come home with a white lighter. It's not like you steal somebody's lighter.
Right.
It's that somebody took your fucking lighter, you took something else. It's reefer karma.
It's a reasonable exchange.
You're not really a thief. Yeah, it's a reasonable exchange. So sometimes you go out with a blue lighter, you come home with a green lighter. And you go, fuck it. You know, I took my chances. So it's not like I used to be a lighter thief on Curson. That's 7-Eleven. That's the best lighter place in the world to steal the Bix from.
You just take it right off the counter right while the guy's doing, like,
as
looking
I'm
at the typing?
I would clip the fucking lighter. That's old school.
Yeah.
That's old Puerto Rican type shit. Like a
nothing's
magician.
More important than the
nothing.
Money.
You clip them right there.
Why would you look at anything but the money?
I had a hat full of lighters. In 99, they had the 7-Eleven had the football collection, and I would fucking take four of them, and I would try to break my own record. I would go for six and seven. And I would keep
you
going.
You could get
back.
That many in one hand?
One fucking hand. I would clip two, put them in my pocket. But this is how you, a professional shoplifter, you take two and you go in your pocket for money. So when he looks at you, you come out with a 10. And he's like, what? No, I was going for money. Oh, I did not know. I'm so sorry. All right, fuck, I did take. And as he's taking that 10.
I bet you that would work with a gun also.
I'm telling you, as he's taking that 10, you're taking two more fucking lighters. I used to do that. Now I don't do it. I'm on the up and up now. You know what I'm saying? I'm
you back. Know, though, but it's people like you.
I know.
That entertain us with these stories.
What am I going to do? I can't lie to you. It's the truth. I don't mind.
I've done some shit. It's all pretty petty, but I used to steal like movie posters from movie theaters all the time.
I don't have the balls to do that.
Oh, me and my friends.
While the movies.
With fucking hangers. No, in the middle of the night, we go to the theater. Like, you know how a lot of theaters used to have glass cases out in front? We would terrorize these theaters because we'd steal every poster.
Oh.
Because we'd get in with a hanger. You know, the posters wouldn't be in perfect condition, but we'd get them out.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Because there's those kinds that slide open. And every once in a while, they'd leave them unlocked or something. I mean, it was crazy. Like, I wonder if there's a statute of limitations or if I could get in trouble for that.
Nah, they got another poster in the back.
I was a minor. I was a minor, I think. I don't think I stole any after 18. Once I went to junior college, that's when, like, the drinking started and stuff.
Where was junior college at?
San Diego.
Oh, okay. That's what you're supposed to do in San Diego. Drink and surf.
San Diego is the worst place to be in a classroom. Yeah.
Right.
It's so much better
outside.
They're
in Hawaii. Those poor bastards that go to University of Hawaii. How are you gonna get anything?
I got a friend from that grew up in Hawaii. He's an idiot.
it makes sense.
All he does is look at the outdoors.
How are you going to do anything if you're from Hawaii? You can't take nobody seriously.
No,
so
no.
So you got a couple sativas here.
Yeah. And this grape ape is the indica, right? Yeah, that's the indica. So you want to? Should we grind some of that up?
Sure, it's that time.
That's a great plan.
Yeah, we're going for broke here today.
Are you always hiring new performers? Is it like 50-50?
50-50. You know, sometimes by 8 o'clock at night, I'm just tapped out with the weed. I can't do no more.
Yeah.
You know, if I get up, some nights, you go on the road Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday night, you get home, you're fucking wiped out from the plane ride. The talking to people, the contact. Monday, you run around. By Tuesday, you're wiped out, you know. And what were you saying? Oh, so some days I get up fucking early. I get up like at 6.
Yeah.
I start smoking.
Yeah.
And then I smoke before the gym, when I come back, when I go for a walk, after the baby goes to sleep, you know. And then by 8 o'clock, you're not even getting high no more. You're just smoking just for the fucking sake of it. Then I start popping edibles at like 8. So by 11, my head's spinning. So it just depends on the night, you know. Some nights I just smoke till I pass out.
Well, this is why I don't do two show nights anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it's too much.
Really? That's it? Well, for me, I don't sell tickets for the early show. I don't sell tickets for the early show.
I'll do two shows if one of them's a matinee at 4:20.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd do that.
I don't sell early tickets. I sell nighttime tickets, 10 o'clock. So, like, I'm going to
Nashville
this week.
Yeah, you're a very popular act for people that are out of control.
9:30, they come in. 9:30 is perfect. That's what they want to do. Fuck it, I'll do two shows. Listen, I'm in this game to work the least now.
Does your act change much if it's like a, you know, just a room that you go in and do a set and there's only like 8 or 20 people in there?
Well, if I'm doing a show, like at a venue, and there's a lot of people, you have to do your material and work it. But if there's 9 people, I usually go in there, do a little bit of material, and then just fucking go crazy. Just try to get them, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
whatever. I make believe like there's 200 in there instead of 9, and I try to improvise and go a little fucking bananas, so.
I like it.
I'm enjoying stand-up again. Yeah, I'm enjoying it again. Let's do a banger to the Indica.
Oh, did you go, did you have like a valley, like where you didn't like it for a while?
You have your ups and your downs, you know, in comedy, where you just get burnt out in the clubs and you stay home and take a breather and you don't know what your next move was. I think after I started doing the podcast, when I got in communication with more, it's like a network we have now. Mm-hmm. We don't have a fan base. That's bullshit. I've said it 1,000 times. When we were kids and you were a fan of somebody, you couldn't contact them on fucking Twitter. So, you know, you could, right or wrong, you had a poster of Dr. J on your wall. That's as good as it fucking got. You went to a game. You're like, Doc, look at me. Look at me. He don't fucking look at you. He's doing jumping jacks. They ain't going to fucking look at you. Now you have a you like somebody. You could tweet them until they say, hey, go fuck yourself. Or they block you, which is not a fan no more. You're part of a network. And if they communicate back, it's fucking beautiful. So at least, you know, listen. If you look at my
act. It does weed out people that you don't even want knowing when your show's on.
No, you know how embarrassing it is to be on stage and people walking out of your fucking room and some of them on the way out will go, you know, you're fucking too dirty. You know, I was in Kentucky and I get pissed because I told the club manager, how come there's no XXX warning? He goes, I never thought about it. I go, it's Saturday night. You know somebody's going to go off. Sure enough.
Yeah.
And this is, it was a Christian dude.
Sure.
And sure enough, this is exactly what his words were. Fuck you, Fat Tony. So you're Christian, but you tell me to go fuck myself. I don't understand this shit. So I'd rather not. Once they watch you in a movie or they watch on a TV show, and they think that's how you are. Like after the Adam Sandler movie, they thought they were going to go see me on stage falling down and, you know, fucking going on my back and doing all that shit. Then they came, and I'm talking about snorting coke and eating fucking ass. And I could see people at the end of the movie, when I got off stage, they wouldn't even want to make body contact. Like they would just look at me and go, oh, God. You know, so now with the podcast, if they're coming, they know exactly what the fuck we're talking about.
They really get to know us.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing. Where is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Was it here?
The fans aren't too half-assed. No, I put it in there. I'm sorry.
That's in the Indica?
Yeah, I know you wanted to do a bong hit of it, but we got to clear out
the previous thing.
I love your approach. Doesn't matter. You just keep stuffing it in there and smoking it, right?
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
What are you going to fucking do? I'm going to sit there and do a bong hit. Well, I'm saving this for tomorrow. There's a movie. Fuck you. That's what's perfect about living in California. We just get up in the morning, take a walk. You get on your bicycle. You go to a medical marijuana store. You show them your card. And you're home. You can buy a gram or something every day so I get to smoke different stuff. I really appreciate this. I was always a pothead. I used to walk over the George Washington Bridge, go to 178th Street, get a bag of reefer. I would go to Carvel. I would get a milkshake, and I would go to the movies, like 3 movies for $2. You know, like Clint Eastwood, 2 double feature. And I would do that. And you go in there and smoke.
How much could that fuck up a young black kid's life, that behavior?
What, that behavior, that movie?
Yeah, yeah, walking around doing that.
I love
that. You got away with it because you were white.
Yeah. No, but I went to the black movie theater. I seen Rambo at a black movie theater, the best ever. When Rambo came out and stuck the motherfucker in the side, black people were going fucking bananas. I never saw nothing like that in all my life. I just stood there and
it could be very fun. It could be very exhilarating to watch that crowd go ape shit.
I love it. I love it.
Hilarious. How are we doing on time? Are we all right?
We got nothing but fucking time. We got nothing but time.
Oh. This is such a treat.
This is tremendous. I'm happy you had me on it. I haven't smoked like this since the 4th grade. It's a fucking real old smooth smoke-a-thon. When are you going to have me on to cover the martial arts festival we're going to talk about? I beg you to do that.
What's
a Sonny Chiba festival. I want to go on Doug Does Movies and do some
Sonny Chiba?
People don't remember Sonny Chiba. They lose their fucking mind.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
When was the last time you watched a Sonny Chiba movie?
I don't even know, but I know I've seen the dude, and he's awesome.
Yeah, he's a martial art guy from the 70s. You do a couple bong hits. You watch Sonny Chiba.
Did you ever see The Dragon Lives Again? Do you remember that one?
No.
It's really corny, you know, Bruce Lee ripoff, like right after he died.
They're all fucking corny.
Yeah, but they went, you know what I mean? They like really stepped up their corny game after he died because...
Everybody was a cat all of a sudden. Everybody
but they also, all the actor, the acting wasn't necessarily good because they, you know, they just had to get guys who could, you know, do the moves. So,
there's no real action, there's no really Asian fucking acting coaches.
There isn't?
No, there's Stanislavski, there's, you know.
They don't have their.
Hyman Roth. Who's the guy that played Hyman Roth in
Strasburg.
Godfather?
Strasburg. They don't have their Strasburg?
No, they don't have a fucking.
I think they'd have their version of it.
That's great, Doug. I don't even know who played Hyman Roth. You knew it right off the top of your head.
Yeah, yeah. That guy was awesome.
He was great in that.
He was in that movie about going somewhere. Speaking of going somewhere, we'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here. Stay tuned for
another live streaming episode of Who Charted?
Improv for Humans
on the Video Podcast Network.
You better watch your toad, fellas, or water balloon.
Hey!
Oh,
man.
I strike again.
Hey, we're back. I'm flipping through Twitter questions to see see what we've got going questions-wise, and they got some interesting ones for Joey Diaz, who's hitting the bong again. I gotta hit this thing
Fuck
to keep
it.
Up. Yeah.
My heart's fucking pumping.
Go after it. I've never seen you say, oh, I'm good, or whatever, you know? But we're also oftentimes, like, at the fights or something, and there's no, but you smoke everywhere you go. You just,
I
don't give a fuck attitude about it.
I remember starting comedy and being in New York in 94, and I sold cars on like 11th Avenue, and I'd have to walk. And I would roll a joint right down 11th Avenue, and I would walk up 56th Street like I was the king of New York. And I remember I would stop at CBS and watch the TV at CBS while I was smoking. And some people would look at me like I was fucking crazy. And some people would look at me and give me a high five. I love it. I don't give a fuck. You want to throw me in jail for smoking a joint? What am I going to do? What the fuck am I going to do? If that's how bad life is, then what am I going to do?
I had a session recently where some of the smoke went into, could be slightly smelled in a nearby restaurant. And the restaurant complained about a little marijuana smoke coming in.
That's good for business. It's a fucking restaurant. What do you want it to smell like? The shitty food you're fucking serving? You want it to smell like reefer. You ever go to how good is it when you're at a concert and you smell reefer for the first time? When you're 13, 14, 15, you go to a concert and you're still like a little scared about telling people you smoke pot, but you go there and the first time you whiff marijuana, does your heart not stop beating? You're in a different dimension. I think that's the same thing when you go to a comedy show. When I first get to a comedy show, I want to smoke something in the green room so it goes out. So people take a whiff of that and they go, holy shit, we're here to fucking party, motherfucker. This ain't no bingo hall. This is.
I had the opposite approach. I always go as far away from the door as possible or even into an alley because I feel bad that the people that are going to sit there for 90 minutes of comedy smell me smoking weed, but then they don't. You know, they just have to sit there.
No, trust me, they're good.
Watch the show.
They're good.
You think they've timed it so well.
Yes, they went in, they hit it online. They're sitting there now. They're a little fucked up.
There aren't some people that don't have weed or can't afford weed.
If they're coming to a Doug Benson show, they did something. Valium, ADD pills, they did something. They snorted a fucking something. So they're there.
I hope that's true.
They're coming to see you. They're high. They want to feel Doug Benson. And all of a sudden, the waitress comes over. You have a fucking paranoid weed, and a waitress comes over. And you're like, what the fuck do I, what is she doing here? But all of a sudden, you smell marijuana. You're like, oh, my God, I'm home. Let me get a fucking basket of wings. Let me get some cheese balls. Give her a daiquiri. Give me a milkshake.
Give her a daiquiri.
Yeah, give me everything. Give
That's
me everything.
That's got to work every time.
Every fucking time.
Every time, so, broads just go for that.
They love that shit. What's the story?
Broads.
Where's that reefer at?
I said broads to try to fit in with you.
I don't say the word broads, Mike.
You know, good for you. Good for you. What do you call them? Do you say any? Do you say anything misogynist?
Women, ladies. Sometimes I call them bitches, even if I like them.
But you call men bitches all the time.
Yeah, but I catch myself and I feel bad, especially when I'm in front of somebody decent. If I go, you know what that fucking bitch did to me? You know, even if I'm talking about anybody, I could say that. My aunt, whatever. So I shouldn't say that. That's a bad word.
It's all good. We got to say some something about Leafly.com. Some of the marijuana that we got for today's show. The sativa that was also kind of a hybrid with indica, so that's probably really up your alley. It's called the XJ13. And it says here that it has a strong citrus and pine aroma.
It did have something, kind of a different type of...
Yeah, and it's very potent and should be approached with caution.
Oh, my God. I even saw myself...
What have we done?
I saw myself in the hills of Oregon running with a leaf on, getting chased by... I love it. That was good weed.
And, yeah, I was getting chased by a grape ape, was the indica.
And what's the grape ape?
And that says, they say about that it has a sweet smell and a very strong grape taste.
It did have a little one.
Yeah, a favorite for pain relief.
Let's do it. I got a toe that's fucked up. Let's do it. Fuck it. I got some fungi on my nail I got to take care of.
I think everybody everywhere can relate to the getting terrible at preparing the next thing, like grinding something up. You're just moving at a really weird rate. Just enjoying, like right now, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
No.
Some people are really focused. Like I'm just more like
I hate like even buying joints now.
Enjoying the conversation.
I like breaking the weed. That's whole part of the whole karma, is breaking it, putting the two papers together, cutting it with the scissor. Then you watch whatever's on the news for 3 minutes. Then you roll the fucking number. You lick one. Then you go get the coffee.
Hey, we haven't done this yet.
Yeah, no. That's not weed in there. That's a cigarette. That's nicotine. Yeah. Ugh. That's good, but it'll take away the dizziness. Yeah.
Kiss the frog for luck. Okay, so yours is filled. I'll fill mine. People are bound to say on the internet that Doug kept using the small one. Because it's always a competition.
Tremendous.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I like it. Where's the medic? Get him in here just in case. You know what I'm saying? I feel a little fibrillation. No, I'm feeling great. This is tremendous. No, don't get the med. I'm just fucking with you. Are you kidding
me? Can you really come in?
No, I don't even want the med in here. He's bad luck. No, I don't want him. I don't like doctors around when I'm getting high. They're bad luck. They put a fucked up feel in the room, you know?
I don't think you've said cocksucker once
this whole time.
That's the go-to impression of you, is cocksucker.
I'm trying to behave myself. I'm trying to change my ways. It's the holiday season.
Is that why, really?
Yeah, you can't be calling people cocksuckers during the holiday season. It's just not right. People want to be in a good mood to buy gifts and presents. All I'm saying, you could call the cocksucker. You're like, I'm going to go home.
People are going to watch this in March.
All right, then fuck you, cocksucker. This is going on today with Doug Benson. We're smoking bong hits for fucking Jesus. Let's do another one.
Okay.
Fuck it. Let's do some more bong hits for Jesus, Jerry's kids, everybody today. We're mixing this motherfucker up today. God damn it. It's over. Grape ape in the house. Let's do this. Oh, yeah. If you're at home, fuck it. Light yourself on fire. It's over. Put it on John Lennon. Is this December 11th, right? No, the 12th.
Oh, yeah, it's a few days.
No, they don't start playing John Lennon till the 21st. When you're in traffic on the 24th, then on the 405, and all of a sudden he hits you with, and so this is Chris, and you're like, what the fuck? It's over.
All right, Debbie Downer.
Let's do it. I'm sorry about that. Debbie Downer.
I loved it. I vividly remember what was going on when I found out that John Lennon died, because I was driving in my car fairly late at night, and they were playing Strawberry Fields Forever. So I left it on the station when I was switching around, and then when the song ended, they said, you know, that he'd been shot. And
no, I wasn't talking about the death.
What were you
the death
about?
Was last week. I'm talking about that song, And So This Is Christmas.
Yeah.
You don't hear it till the 21st.
Really?
Yeah, that's when they play it on you to fucking kill you. They don't play it, you know. You haven't heard it yet. You won't hear it.
I've never noticed when they start playing it.
You'll hear it next Friday when you're on the 405 in traffic. They throw John Lennon, the war is on. And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? The whole fucking deal. There you are.
The 21st.
Around there. Okay. Around there. That's what I'm talking about. I know the death was last week. That's a complete different situation. I'm sorry, I confused myself.
That's all right.
Tremendous. Look at that's a fucking cloud right there. That's the real fucking deal. Thank you, bud. We ain't fucking. You ever smoke with somebody that have little fucking clouds and you know that? I'm the real deal.
You are the real deal.
I love it. Like I said,
You're the winner.
No. I just like this shit.
You're like. You're going to be instant favorite. This is going to be the first episode to get to 200,000 views.
I'm a cheater because. When I was 21, I moved to Aspen, Colorado. Not Boulder, none of those motherfucking places. I moved to Aspen. And at that time, they had the weed that killed Kennedy up there. It was fucking green with white granules around it. And I had a bong that was bigger than this one. And I would sit there and, like, the first month I was in Aspen, the first day I got to Aspen, I passed out smoking weed. First fucking day, did a bong hit, went back. They had to wake me up with a chlorine thing. That's how, with the altitude and with the weed. So at that mixture at 21, my lungs are still growing and shit. My lungs expanded like two fucking animals living up there and doing all these bong hits. And I lived up there the first time for 9 months. Then I went back to Jersey, but then I went back for 7 years, and I went up to that high altitude again. So I've been doing these bong hits for a long time. People don't know that. I'm a cheater. I've been doing these since 84.
You're definitely a pro.
But then I stopped with the bong hits because it's too much. Then if you're fucking not getting high with a bong, it's time to shoot heroin. You following
That's
me?
A good tip.
No, it's true. If you're doing 10 bong hits and nothing's happening, then you got to go right to heroin.
10 bong hits, yeah. If nothing's going on in 10 bong
10
hits,
bong hits.
That's pretty
it's all
serious.
Over. Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
Or just take a stop for 4 hours.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, I'm just
saying. I can stop when I'm sleeping. That's what I nap for. That's where you sleep at night to get your lungs
is
going.
The
you wake
time
up.
I don't smoke.
Sure.
Much.
You smoke. How long when you're up does it take you to get a little bong hit in you?
Oh, it varies. It just depends on, sometimes right away, but other times I have a thing where if I've got appointments, I'll make them in the morning, and I'll do all my appointments and then start.
And then smoke, okay.
Yeah.
That's very smart, too. But I'll still smoke a bong hit when I get up just to balance out the day, because I usually get up at 5:30. That's a long time between an appointment at 10. You could come up and down 10 times.
Yeah. Let me do a thing that we do on the show called Pot Topic. Because it's pretty...
Hot topic!
Pretty awesome. Yesterday, Uruguay became the first country on this planet to legalize marijuana. Just outright growing, sale, and smoking is legal in Uruguay. So should we try to get like a... gig down there or something?
I got no passport, so I'm in no danger.
Is that why you don't have one?
Why, because they have weed in Uruguay? No.
No, I'm saying, is that why you don't have a passport? It's because it keeps you safe from having to leave the country?
No, I just don't have a passport.
But you'd get one? I mean, why? You've never gone anywhere outside the country?
Oh, yeah, I've been outside the country, but I'm not allowed in Canada, so...
Okay.
So I got to go to England and shit. I got to try to get the passport. You know how that goes.
All right. Well, yeah, I'd get into it with you, but we don't have that kind of time.
No.
Your story, what's the most comprehensive version of your story? Have you like written a book or is there
no book.
Is there an album that's complete, autobiography?
No, nothing yet. So
your
far.
Podcast mostly is where you're mostly talking
about
all these things that have happened.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'd love to have you on Doug Loves Movies to talk about things like Longest Yard and Grudge Match, we should mention, opens Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, yes, sir.
What are you in that?
De Niro's boxing coach.
Whoa, so you're in it a lot.
I got a couple scenes. Yeah, I lucked out, man.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's a comedy.
Yeah, yes and no. Like a...
You
a little
seen
bit
it?
Of drama, no, but I was there and I saw what they were trying to do. And
I think it looks fun.
You know what, man? It's two guys. I was in heaven. I've done a movie with De Niro before, but never was in the scenes with him. I saw him on the set in passing.
Right.
But I didn't even say shit to him. I just kept walking. This time I had to talk to him. You know, I was forced to talk to him. So It was very interesting. You know, when you're a comic, you're a comic. To get a chance to do something like that, and I'm down there, and Sylvester Stallone's walking around, and LL Cool J's walking around, and Alan Arkin's walking around.
Yeah, that Alan was the Arkin, guy. That was the tipping point for me.
That was me. That's me right there. That's, you know, when I looked at the IMDb, I got the audition, I looked at the IMDb, and I saw Alan fucking Arkin. That's Freebie and the
That's
Bean.
That's awesome that you could see who's already, you know, been cast in the movie.
Yeah, and Kevin, the originals I saw were who's in the movie. Those people were in. By the time I went in to read, it was Arkin, De Niro, and I was like, De Niro, Stallone, Alan Arkin. Wow. Kevin Hart. Wow. Michelle Pfeiffer, Kim Basinger.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? I didn't get to say nothing to her. You know why I love Kim Basinger? You know when I fell in love with Kim Basinger in 1987 when she did a movie called No Mercy with Richard Gere?
Oh, yeah.
Where he's handcuffed to her. That's a badass movie because he says something to her and she smacks him in the fucking face. And then he hauls off and smacks her back and she's like, fuck you, bitch. Tremendous movie. You should watch it.
All right.
I'll
check that out.
What happened?
Joey,
we ran out of lighters?
Joey, you love Denver, right? I love Denver.
Yes,
we
yes.
had fun there once.
Yes.
Right there downtown Denver, we were just smoking on the sidewalk. Nobody seemed to care.
No, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. So Monday night, the city council in Denver voted to allow citizens to smoke marijuana on their front porches and on any private property, even if it's in view of the public. Because there was a while it was going to be like you could only smoke if no one could see you. But now they've overturned that, so it's the other way in Denver. And they also voted to limit Denver residents to grow 12 marijuana plants in their homes. Like, if you grew your own, 12 would probably be plenty, right?
I'm not good at that aspect of it. I never
I'm
even
not
explored
good at it.
It
at all.
But you have to agree with one thing. Denver, you really have to applaud Denver. They're taking this shit into the 24th century.
Yeah.
They have every piece of money spent on computer, the plants. You know, when the government comes in, they're like, what are they going to do? They're going to go in and beat up Denver and take their fucking pot shit. So I applaud Denver. They're going for California, you know. Yeah. Listen, whether it was or it wasn't, I'd still be doing bonk hits here with you. I just like it now. Like, going in and tell them I got sleep apnea.
I love the thing people say, you know, if it's not illegal, then it won't be so exciting a drug anymore. It won't be
That's what I thought at
cool
first.
Anymore.
I can't lie to you. I thought that way it was going to go.
Yeah.
I enjoy it more now.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I enjoy the freedom of going to get it and going home. It's part of my day. It's part of my day to go to a weed store and talk to them and get a new cookie or so.
I love it. Do you want to answer a Twitter question?
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't even understand this question, really. But I guess you'll explain it. At Joe T. Sooner wrote, Coco, that's you, that's your nickname.
Yes, sir.
Why are Cubans in general so mean, you excluded?
Because they had to swim 90 fucking miles to get it here. You'd be pissed off if you had to swim fucking 90 miles. That's, I don't know.
Was he setting you up with that? Is that like a bit that you do or something?
No.
That's
no.
hilarious. That
no,
was a great
I don't
answer.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That was amazing.
No, it was not amazing. I'm just fucking around with you. That's...
You had like an amount of miles that you'd have to swim to accomplish that. It was.
Well, you'd be pissed off. You
got to
play tag. You got a tag to get in. If you hit with one leg and they grab you, immigration, you're fucked. Can you imagine that shit? That's the hysterical part. Now, if a Haitian comes up, he don't even get the fucking tag. They just take him right to prison.
Yeah.
But if a Cuban just hits the beach with his hand.
Right.
And they spot him off like 20 miles. So now it's the helicopter, the Navy against the Cubans. And they go fucking zooming on him. They take him right off and they put him in a cage. They drop him back off to Fidel. Then Fidel shoots him.
What do you think the odds are? Like, do you think I understood any of that?
No, not really.
I love listening to you, but I get lost.
Me too.
It's crazy. I love it. This might be the highest I've been on this show.
And we ain't done
possibly.
Yet. We got 7 minutes.
We got a little time.
Fuck it, let's go.
But we'll smoke and go to a break at the same time. We'll be right back.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June. And he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brody Stevens. Do you enjoy enjoyable things? Well, I certainly do. Then check out my show, Positive Push, with Brody, every Tuesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time on the VPN network.
You palm the ground.
My arms aren't long enough.
All right, so your arms aren't long enough. I can palm the ground. I can punch the ground like I did. You don't burp on me.
Hey, final segment. If my math is correct, Joey Coco Diaz hitting it strong the whole time. You're a champion.
Bucket. A fucking midget's gonna pop out all that smoke. I love it.
Very quickly, I want to say your plug that I have on the card here. We already mentioned a grudge match is out on Christmas. And New Year's Eve, you're doing a special event performance at the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
8 o'clock.
All right.
And a CD release party. The whole thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And then out of there by 10:15, you're back at your house by 11. You know, you're stepping on grapes and drinking champagne by midnight, and you're in bed at 12:15. I'm an old fuck. I ain't got time to be jumping up and down on Sunset valeting and shit. I'm home. I want to get stoned and fucking go home. I'll watch a Law and Order marathon or whatever the fuck is on, Breaking Bad or whatever the fuck they got. I'm going to be jump 50. I got no time to be the fuck out of here like some fucking idiot. Go home.
You have amazing lungs because, like, you don't have to stop talking and take a breath out of
it. I don't give a fuck no more. My cardio's on point, Jack.
I was like, if you give us swiveling chairs, if we get high, we're just going to swivel. And then I thought about it. I was like, that's going to be fun. I'm going to be in Seattle Friday night at the Neptune Theater doing Doug Loves Movies there. And then I'm going to be in Denver at the Comedy Works in the afternoon at 4:20. And then Alamo Drafthouse Cinema that night. And then I'm going to Orlando in the wintertime, Joey. Saturday and Sunday, January 4th and 5th, I'm going to be at the Improv in Orlando.
Don't fuck around. They'll throw you out of the hotel there.
I'll be careful. I'm super careful.
Out of there. Mickey Mouse ain't got tolerance for
all
THC.
Of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com.
All right.
Oh, is there anything we didn't do that you guys feel bad we didn't do? What should we squeeze in here? How about Joey Diaz? We're going to make you watch a magic trick.
All right. I don't give a fuck.
I almost forgot.
I like magic.
It's game time.
Hi, Joey.
Hey, brother. Wait a second. Okay, go.
Actually, since it was the 10th episode, I did something special, and I rolled you guys a joint if you wanted another joint for after the show.
You rolled us a joint.
Yep.
Post-show. After all these bong rips, we're going to go into a joint. Oh, that's a big, big-ass joint.
Are you guys too high for this?
To do what?
Smoke it.
That's awesome. What happens now?
Oh, we'll do it after.
What?
We'll smoke it after.
You just walk off with this thing?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Not much else.
All right. I thought I was supposed to help in some way. Before the show, we were talking about me having to hold it or something. But it seemed to work fine without me. I was just hanging on to it like crazed.
Who gives a fuck? We just did 92 bong hits. Who gives a fuck about anything at this point? Huh?
Did you enjoy that, though? Was that surprising to you what just happened?
No, I was looking forward to it, absolutely. I've been doing jumping jacks since I found out I was going to be on this show.
What was the trick, though? What happened?
What happened when?
I just heard that he had a joint. I turned around and stand there holding a pole.
Listen, he's a fucking magician. What do you want from me? What am I gonna
do? Did it start off small and then
turn
into that?
I saw it right there. It just came in that bag. I'm still in amazement. He showed up with a black
bag.
Oh,
I think I was supposed to hold the bag.
Yeah, I don't know. Where did he go with the fucking number? And what kind of weed you got in there? Who donated the weed for that thing? That's 10 pounds of fucking weed. I'm getting out of here. That's 12 plants right there.
Oh, that was super, super duper fun, dude.
Well, thank you for having me, man. Yeah. I'm fucked up on the Chibo Chew.
I can't wait. I'm going to be so high when I see Grudge Match.
Yes, we'll go. I'm going to go.
You and Alan Arkin, do you have scenes together?
No, I did not have any work with Alan Arkin or Travolta.
Did you get to meet Arkin?
No. De Niro, LL Cool J, John, I saw Sly, Kevin Hart, I saw Kim Bassinger.
Crazy.
I saw, everybody else was just, listen, man, it was a great experience for a guy.
Who's the most famous person you ever smoked with? Do you have a fast answer for that?
No. I got a couple of them. You?
You got some that they would rather you not yap about it?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, you're
know.
A good
soldier. I don't
you're
even fucking
soldier.
Know anybody who would.
Thanks, know. Joey.
Thank you for having me, brother. Happy holidays.
We'll see you next Wednesday.